Hello, my loves. Welcome back to a new episode of the Next Level Social Podcast. I am your host, Ayla. And as always, I am so grateful and honored and excited to have you here for another episode of the show because we are going to be diving into a very spicy, hot topic. I don't know if it's a hot topic or if it's just because I'm personally diving into this topic that my algorithm is like showing me all of this conversation around femininity and masculinity and embodiment and intuition and all of the things. And I'm so excited because I'm actually, obviously, I am not an expert in this field, but I'm bringing an expert in. I'm having somebody that I stumbled across on the gram. Her name is Lauren Megan. She is going to be here on the show. And this is actually our first time officially meeting. We just met and chatted for a couple minutes before the episode. So this is my first time actually meeting her, even though I feel like I know her because I was social stalking her for the last couple of weeks. And that is this crazy world that we live in. But I'm so excited to have her here because she is the expert in this space and in this field. So I am so excited to share her with you. And I'll officially introduce her and then I'll have her on the show. So her name is Lauren Megan. And what Lauren is and what she does is she is a body-based trauma specialist, womb alchemist, embody mentor, priestess, conscious mother, and teacher. A lot of terminology here that I'm not even really sure what that means. So I'm excited to ask her about it and dive into it because it sounds so exciting. She guides and mentors women on the path of womb-led business, energetics, and pleasure. Her mission is to help women heal, unravel, and decondition from the beliefs and generational traumas that keep them from speaking their truth, owning their purpose, and receiving the endless amounts of orgasmic bliss that they deserve. Oh my God, what a freaking bio. I'm so excited to have you here. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I love that intro. And I also, I love the fact that you're just like stepping into this work because I'm like, your whole world's about to be blown in the best way. So I'm excited to have this conversation.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. Yes, I have been just like diving into understanding more about all of those terminologies that I just, you know, riffed off of and really trying to understand the polarity and the difference between femininity and masculinity and what this even means and how we can apply it both in business and life and all of the things. So I just want to get the most out of this conversation and let's just dive into it. I have so many questions for you, questions that I don't think we'll even have time to answer, but I'm honored and grateful to have you here. And I know my listeners are going to feel the same because I think that this is a really important conversation and yes, hot topic, but hot topic for reason, because I think more and more people are realizing just the importance of all of this. So let's start from the basics. Just tell us a little bit high levelly who you are, what you do, a little bit of your background, and then tell us like what is a feminine leadership, what leadership coach, what does that even mean? And because like I guess I'm brand new to this, so bear with me, but I think a lot of my listeners are too. So talk us through what that even means and who you are and a little bit of your story. I'm genuinely so curious.
Yeah, thank you. So I guess the first thing is I'm a mom, and really I started my company when I was 6 months pregnant with my daughter. So I stepped into the coaching space in 2018 as a spirituality and manifestation coach. And I kind of opted out of the traditional ways of going about birth and also going about mothering. And I think that was like my doorway into femininity, understanding the body, understanding the womb, and just the work that I do now. So when I was a spirituality and manifestation coach, I really realized very quickly that I could only get my clients so far. And there was a reason for that. I did not understand trauma. I did not understand the body. I did not understand masculine and feminine energy. I was actually like quite triggered by a lot of the feminine embodiment coaches that I'm now friends with and know very well, have worked with, but it was so edgy for me because my whole life I had been in my masculine. I went to school for political science. I was going to be a lawyer. Like my whole life was based on achieving and doing. And I just like found myself super anxious, super disconnected. And I don't know, when I stepped into this world, specifically with trauma healing and somatics, and then I've always been like quite intuitive. I was raised Catholic. Like, I've always had just this connection to the divine. And what I realized is the divine feminine work and feminine energetics in general, it kind of bridges everything together. Mm-hmm. So when we use terms like priestess, a priestess is a woman that has this divine connection, but she's also very in tune to her body. And she has this big mission to serve the collective, which is so much of the coaching space. So many of us are women of service, whether in the coaching space. I know you work with real estate agents and just women that essentially we're here for purpose. We're here to, you know, make money. We're here to receive. We're here to, you know, change people's lives in whatever modality that is. And that's essentially what a priestess is. That's what a divine feminine healer is. A divine feminine leader is a woman that is using her feminine energy, which we can get into, to create collective change, shift the way money moves, shift the way wealth moves, and also, you know, is using her body, her intuition, and just who she is at her core, her pure essence, as the conduit of all of that.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
It's I love all of it. It's all still it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. And like, again, I'm new to all this, and I think a lot of my listeners will be too. So I feel like we need to just like break it down. Even when we're using like, I find it so fascinating, but even using words and terminology like femininity and masculinity, can we just like high levelly, like, what does that mean? I know that's like a very open-ended question. But
I don't think it is, because I think it's like, I think there's so much conversation right now that it can get really confusing. So femininity is the expression of the feminine, and the feminine within itself is receptive, open, nurturing energy. So we have, okay, let me break it down and then I'll go into it. Masculinity then is the expression of the masculine. And masculine, this has nothing to do with gender, by the way. This is an energy that flows within us. And the expression of the masculine is going to be, you know, doing and control and forcefulness and essentially that energy of getting things done, which for those of us in business, we have to have.
Me.
Right? It's like so many of us are like so good at that, but it's like the receiving, the being, the leaning back, trusting, surrendering. That's the feminine expression. That's the femininity. Most of us have really been conditioned to not be in this. And honestly, most women in business fear this more than anything. It's actually the thing that like catapults us into receiving more of what we actually desire. So it's deeply beneficial. So does that make sense?
Oh, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And I get like full body chills, because as I've just been like doing this work, I myself have been predominantly living, breathing, working in my masculine for so long, in both business, in my relationships, with friends and my husband and all of it. And it's like any sort of inner work and personal development, like it's work and you have to unlock things and understand like where it's come from and like go back to childhood and traumas and all the things and understand why you are the reason you are. But it makes perfect sense. And I myself personally, as I'm on this journey, like there's so much about the masculine side of me that I love, I adore, and I'm proud of. And I'm like, thank freaking God, because that got me to where I am. But as I'm doing this work, I'm like, I think, like you said, to your point, I'll be able to receive so much more in my business and in my relationships if I actually lean into this femininity, flowy, intuitive, you know, allowing something and someone else to take care of space. So it just, it makes me so excited. And that makes perfect sense how you described it.
Yeah. And if we're talking about like trauma and like where this starts from, is I think, at least this was my experience, and I would be really curious with yours, is I received a lot of validation in achieving and in doing. And you know, when we're children, we're just constantly looking for love. That's our deepest desire. you know, I have my daughter will be 5 in 2 weeks, and like all she wants is to be seen. She wants to be validated. You know, she co-regulates with myself and my husband, and like that's very normal for her age. But it's like if we aren't given, you know, the opportunity to learn how to receive by being, receive by doing nothing, to be validated just for being who we are, then we're going to lean more towards the masculine. What actually happens as women, and this is when we can get into the gender conversation, how this shows up for women and why I infuse in the womb work, is we actually start going against our own body. And when we're constantly in the masculine, we're literally fighting our cycles, and we're fighting this deep intuitive wisdom that lives within us. So this is when we start seeing women who have chronic anxiety, depression, painful periods, no periods, PCOS, infertility. I mean, the list of symptoms that I've seen with women who are deeply in their masculine is like insane. But when they start to, what's fascinating is, as confronting as it is, and how like you're like, oh my gosh, like definitely this could heal so much, is like the moment we start to actually be more and soften and just allow ourselves to receive and train our body and our nervous systems to be in this energy, it's like all of those symptoms begin to dissolve. We start to have more, you know, just we start to be in flow with our own natural rhythms. So this is like the power of actually connecting to your feminine energy, is you trust your rhythms, you trust your cycles again, you trust yourself as woman. And the reason why I brought up my birth is because I realized that in birth is that essentially the system as a whole, both, you know, the birthing system, as well as corporate, and even, you know, when you get into business, it's very like masculine, like there's just the bro marketing, all of it. So, but it's like, it's so intense. Like we get into these worlds and like, we realize like they're actually not designed to honor women and their cyclical flow. And it's why so many of us are like waking up and we're like, wait a second, like I'm actually not meant to operate. Like it's okay to have seasons and moments of rest and to have days off. And I'm a big like reality TV gal, so like to have a day just to like watch Real Housewives or like Vanderpump Rules or like whatever it is, right? Like I need that for my soul. I need that.
Oh my gosh. There's so much to even unpack there. And I was actually even getting emotional. I don't know if you could tell. I was like trying to hold my shit together. But as you were saying, listing all of those symptoms of, you know, from your clients or women that you've worked with, and a lot of it being health related, and all of a sudden, like what came to my mind, and I'm trying to listen and lean into my intuition more. So I've talked on my podcast a few times and publicly. So my whole story, this is not about me, this is about you, but long of the short is I was overworked for many years, hit massive burnout, ended up in the hospital, and thought I was having an anxiety attack, or thought I was having a heart attack. It was mostly anxiety attack, but, and then I was also diagnosed with this condition called vulvodynia, which, have you ever heard of it?
No, but I'm curious.
No, it sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I had a mild bladder infection, and then I was overprescribed an antibiotic that basically messed up like my gut and my floral health 2 years ago. And ever since then, it was about a full year of chronic vagina pain, like burning, seizing. Like I thought I was, it was like bad. Some of my darkest moments since then it's been 2 years, and now it kind of comes and goes. And this last week I've been flared up again, and it's like freaking the shit out of me, because I'm like, what is going on? Like, why is it back? Like, as we sit here, like, sorry guys, overshare, but like my vagina is burning and I don't have a yeast infection, I don't have nothing. Like I've been tested up at the wazoo. It's, and I'm in a very stressful season right now in my business. Like things are going good, but I'm in a launch mode right now. I've co-partnered with a previous client who's now a friend. We're launching something. When you're in launch mode, you know, we have another launch we're planning in November. Like I'm just like running at all cylinders, which I haven't in a long time. I felt like I found this like ebb and flow balance for a while. But just as you say that, I'm like, I feel like it's coming back, because I'm just like freaking in my goddamn masculine, burning at two ends of the candlesticks, things at home have been stressful too, without diving into that too much. And I'm like, just like you say that, I'm like, this is why. Like, this is coming back because you are literally in your masculine right now and you're not leaning in and surrendering. So anyways, I digress, but that makes so much sense and it sucks. But again, I think I'm sure you can advise, like, just being even aware of it is the first step.
Well, thank you for sharing. And, you know, I work with so many women that have symptoms like this. Like, I don't necessarily want to normalize it, but I do, like, just want to speak, like, you're not alone in it, because this is how the body speaks to us and this is how the womb specifically speaks to us. So my work is kind of taking the feminine embodiment piece to another level by really understanding how the womb's speaking to us. And the womb is the source of all creation. She's the source of all life. So, and healing the trauma that's stored there, because as women, that's where we store it all. We store it in our hips. We store tension within our yoni gates.
In our vaginas?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that is like my work. I have a 9-month mystery school that goes into this, because this is so common for women, is that we have these flare ups. We have gut issues. I've, you know, been healing IBS and just like chronic gut issues from trauma. And I like to say, like, I am pretty in remission because I'm so attuned to what my womb and my body's needing. But this is your body speaking to you. And this is your body saying, not that you have to cancel the launches, because I think it's harmful, because we're working with the nervous system here. So the nervous system really relies on safety. And what the nervous system knows right now is that go, go, go is safe. So we have to learn how to support the body and the nervous system that we can still do, but how can we infuse rest and receptivity and softness and surrender into your day to day, so that the launches maybe feel more spacious or feel more opened, maybe supporting the home space. Like, what is it that, like, and obviously we don't have to go into this here, but this is also for the listeners.
No, but
like,
I think it'll be helpful for everyone else, even though selfishly you're helping me.
I'm here for it. Like, let's do it. But it's like, what's being asked to shift? Like, what is the womb needing from you? What is the body needing from you? Your vagina literally on fire. And I'll say your vulva, because your vagina is actually just the, I'm like a big anatomy. We have to understand. Yeah, our vulva is the wholeness. Not to get late.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your vulva. So
my listeners are like, Ayla, why are we not talking about social media and business? You know what, girl? We're taking some shifts.
This is more
around
important,
here.
Actually.
Yeah.
This is
more important. Taking some shifts on the podcast.
I love, we're like popping this cherry in such a different way. Oh my gosh. Yeah, yes.
Like, pun intended.
Yes.
I love that.
But it's like, what is she speaking to? Because she's literally like crying out. She's like, listen to me, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I exactly. And I know she's saying, like, slow the hell down a little bit. Like, you don't need to do this. And you need to, you're good. Like, you've worked so hard. And so, like, what are you doing it for? Is it validation? Is it for this? Anyway, so it's just funny that you said that. Okay, well, I appreciate you. And thank you so much for talking to me about my vulvodynia. I just think that's, and I didn't even know that, like, you had that course. So I think that, like, everything for a reason too. And there's obviously a reason why I stumbled across you. And so I would be reaching out to you after, because I feel like there's probably some synergy there for ways that you can personally help me. So I'm all for that. Okay. So when you say, we're talking about, like, the womb, and I know that, like, you call yourself a womb-led business coach. So, and I've also seen on your social media a few times, like, I don't want to butcher it, your worth is found in your womb. Yeah. Can you just talk to me about what that means and expand on that a little bit? I feel like we touched on it,
okay,
but just to kind of
go deep. Buckle up.
Oh God. Oh God.
Okay. So, let's go into why the womb. So the womb is the portal of all creation, right? So when I talk about the womb, I'm talking about your uterus, I'm talking about your vulva, I'm talking about your fallopian tubes, your ovaries, like the whole lower region of the feminine body. This is your root system. This is literally everything that upholds your body. And grounds you, anchors you, supports you in life and creativity. So if we're looking at the chakra system, the womb within itself is the root in the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakras are sexual, life force, creative energy. Why is this important in business? Because this is literally everything that you need to birth a thriving business and to birth wealth. So wealth within itself is directly correlated to our worthiness. Our ability to receive money is directly impacted with how worthy we feel. This is where it gets deep. As women, we hold our mother's line within our womb space. So physically, our eggs that we have right now as women were developed within our grandmother's womb. We store up to 7 generations of trauma. So epigenetics shows us that we store up to 7 generations of trauma, specifically on our mother's line within our womb.
Wow.
That's a lot of history. That's a lot of stories. That's a lot of patterns. That's a lot of gold, wisdom. You know, whatever's there for you is there for you. This is why I focus on womb-led business, because when we're creating businesses, we're looking at stories around being seen, receiving, putting ourselves out there, selling ourselves, setting boundaries, personal power, all of it. Can I trust myself? Outsourcing to other coaches, doing it another coach's way, losing ourselves in the process, authenticity. Like, all of these stories are stored within the womb space. This is why that work is so important. So on top of that, so we're going to get into the nervous system a little bit. So polyvagal theory teaches us that essentially our vagus nerve is like the hub spot of our nervous system. And the vagus nerve is basically like at the top of our spine, right under our brain stem. And the vagus nerve is constantly sending out signals to our body, letting us know if we're safe or not safe, letting us know if we need to be in a state of fight, flight, freeze, fawn. Like, all of these different signals are being shared. Our nervous system is essentially running our business and teaching us how to operate. So if we're in constant hustle, we're in a state of fight. And I was like this for a really long time, where I was like fighting for clients, fighting for the launches, and I was successful, but I was exhausted. I was like, I gotta do more. I would hit a goal and I was like, what's the next? Even before I hit it, I was like, what's the next best thing? Or I would like get to a certain number goal and then I would be terrified that it was all going to fall away, right? So my body was in like this fight or flight response. So our cervix, which is right, it's essentially the portal between our uterus or our womb space into our vagina. So this is the portal that opens during birth, and it's where the baby, you know, comes down the birth canal into the world. Yeah. So our cervix for women is actually the end point of our vagus nerve. So our vagus nerve is running down the back of our spine, and the end point is our cervix. Our cervix within itself shows us the shadow parts of us as women. So it's showing us where we don't feel worthy. It's showing us where we don't feel enough to receive. It's showing us the patterns where we don't trust the masculine, right? So if we don't trust the masculine, we're always wanting to be in control because we don't trust that we can be supported. We don't trust that we can be held. We don't trust, you know, our team members to do the job done. So we just do it for ourselves at like 2 a.m. in the morning, you know, whatever it is that we're doing instead of sleeping and nourishing our bodies. Right. It
shows up. People are listening or doing what I'm doing right now, shaking their head. Yes.
And it shows up in relationships where we don't trust our partners and we overcompensate. And then, you know, polarity has to happen in relationships. So I work with a lot of women where the women are successful, they're hustlers, they're high achievers, and they're like, why won't my man lead? Why won't they, you know, seduce me in the bedroom? Why can't I be ravished? I'm like, because you're constantly in control and you're essentially emasculating your man. You're forcing him to be in his feminine because you refuse to trust yourself in your softness and your feminine essence. So this all shows up in the womb space. And this is like, it's like a light bulb goes off for women. They're like, holy shit, I've had a womb my whole life. I've been bleeding since I was like 16 years old or however old. I don't pay attention to my cycles. Most women don't know if they're ovulating. Like, we don't know these things about our body. And yet, these are the guideposts that we can follow for our business so that we don't get burnout. So our launches are actually synced up to our cycles rather than being synced up to like this false timeline and this illusion of how it's supposed to look. We trust our womb, which holds our intuition. It holds our creative wisdom. So then we get the downloads and the pings and the insights of like, this is how I'm supposed to launch. These are the posts I'm meant to make. Like, these are the powerful things that I'm supposed to speak about that are being asked to speak to me. And it's not someone else's way. It's my way. And I think like, this is when I stepped into it because I was guilty of it. I hired coaches, I joined the courses, and I was like, I'm doing it someone else's way. And it feels so inauthentic to me. Mm. And, you know, I would sign clients here and there. And I was like, I got to do this like my way. And, you know, I still have mentorship and I adore the coaching space. So this isn't like hate on that. Like, I think that
you got to find the right fit though.
Yeah, yeah. But you also have to come into it with like a clarity around knowing what you need instead of like this disempowered space of like, I need someone to come in and save me because it's actually a wounded feminine space. I teach embodied feminine. So wounded feminine is like that 16-year-old girl that's walking through the halls of high school and essentially like scanning the room to see how many people are looking at her and trying to be cool. And I think that that's what a lot of the industry is doing right now, is like they're scanning the rooms to see who's looking at them instead of just being them and authentic and, you know, really like calling things in that way. It's probably why you just randomly found me on social media and you're like, I got it, right? Because I'm just like, yeah. I'm just me. And it just works out. But I had to cultivate that because for so long, I was stuck in these other patterns of searching and extracting and like, you know, wanting something. So there's a lot there, I feel like. If you have questions.
No, I'm like soaking up every bit of it. I find it so fascinating. Like I said, it's a whole new world to me, but yeah. I am picking up everything that you're throwing down and it's landing. It's making so much sense. It's outside of the box thinking for sure, but like we love it and I love it. And I just think that your message and what you're sharing is so powerful. So, okay, my next question then is just kind of referencing the wealth part that you spoke about and receiving more wealth. And so as female entrepreneurs, which everyone listening here on this show pretty much is, how do you recommend then we start to lean into this and really set our bodies up and our nervous systems up to receive and hold space for more wealth to come into our businesses and our lives?
Yeah, so there's two parts of this. The first part is we kind of have to go in and look at those generational patterns, specifically on our mother line, and see where the scarcity is, see where the lack is, see where, you know, anything that isn't of service to the highest frequency of wealth, kind of just do a deep dive with curiosity to see what's happening there. And we don't want to stay stuck in those stories. I'm a really big advocate of like, let's clear it and move on from it and just like use that to alchemize it as gold. So then we can start creating more wealth. Then we want to come into the receivership around wealth. And this is us being in our feminine. So money within itself is a masculine energy. It's a resource. It creates stability. It creates safety, security. I mean, it is our way of living in life. And that's really, you know, a masculine energy. An embodied masculine is a protector. He's a provider. He's, you know, a man that takes care of his woman and nourishes her and satisfies her and, you know, does ravish her. And that's how we want to look at money and our relationship with money is we are embodied feminine leaders. Mm-hmm. And although there's aspects that we have to do, our role is to hold trust that money is always going to show up, that there's always going to be enough, that we're living in a state of overflow and abundance. And having this conversation and this relationship with money of, I trust you. I know you're here for me. I know you got me. I know that there's more than enough clients that are going to come in. I'm just here to speak clearly my desires. It's just like in the bedroom. I'm just here to speak clearly my desires, what I want from you, how I want to feel with you, how I want you to take care of me. And I'm going to create this relationship with you of safety so that I know that you're always coming in. So this is when I like to infuse pleasure practices and really like cultivating essential elements with money and our relationship with money. And this is where it gets to be fun and playful because, you know, we're doing breast massage and dancing and, you know, yoni massage and like all of these things to like really call in money. And it's almost like we're calling in our king energy because that's what money is.
I love it. I was going to say, okay, like what tools? Like this is me, right? My like what are the steps though? Tell me these things. But like, okay, so like dance practices and like what, like for someone like me, I'm like, okay, what do you mean?
So, I mean, it kind of depends because some women, it feels like so foreign to connect to their body. So we kind of have to like build up to it. So my favorites are dance. I have a class that I actually hold monthly. It's called Alchemy Flow, and it's really designed to bring women out of their mind and into their body and to clear these things out so that like we can be in flow.
Do you do it online too? Or is it only in person?
I do it all online.
Okay. Oh, so cool.
So it's just like, so it's just a way to, you know, create alchemy with it. Cause that's essentially what the feminine is the feminine is alchemy. She can transmute energy so easily. Like that cyclic pattern that I've been speaking about, it's birth, life, and death, and it just repeats itself over and over again. So we connect to that energy and we use dance and, you know, we use sensations. That's what the feminine desires is she desires to feel and she desires to be embodied and to like really taste, touch, smell, explore like the gold, the pureness of life. So we want to cultivate that within the body. I love breast massage. Like that's probably one of my favorite practices.
Literally like massaging your boobs is what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never heard of this in my life.
Playing with the nipple. Yeah. And what's fascinating is, so we look at when we do body mapping, and this is what I teach in my mystery school is feminine body mapping, is the right side is our masculine side and the left side is our feminine side. So when we actually do breast massage, we can see where tension lies within the breasts. Right. We can also do this within the yoni. And that kind of gives us a guide of where the work is. Is it with the masculine or is it actually with the feminine?
You're like blowing my mind right now. That's just, I'm like here for it though. I think it's so fascinating. I think it's so cool. And I'm just excited to just like learn more and more about this, but I've never heard of this in my life. So if I'm the only one, well, I guess I'm just late to the party. But
I think it's like
breast massage.
And it's so fun. Get your oils out. Like I have oils that have like blue lotus and rose. So I like to, I'm a Taurus. So I'm like all about luxury and like, I need it. So,
I'm a Virgo.
My moon's a Virgo. So I have a lot of Virgo energy.
I love a Taurus too, though.
That's why I can do the business things. Like everyone's always like, "How do you get things done?" I homeschool my daughter, so I'm actually I still very much follow a masculine plan. Yoni massage is another one. Orgasmic manifestation, yoni eggs. I'm a big fan though when women are just starting this work because we have to, especially if you're having flare ups, like you were speaking about. We have to reestablish physical touch, like a somatic experience. So I tell women to opt out of like the crystal and the yoni wands and the yoni eggs for a while and actually like have fingers on pussy and like touch yourself that way.
I love it.
And never a vibrator, ladies. Throw the vibrators in the trash can of a never a vibrator.
Oh, never a vibrator. Yeah. Interesting. What is that? Is it just, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but I'm sure
It's just really quick. So what happens is, is it tends to overstimulate the clitoris. And so you actually like will get addicted to the vibrator. So a lot of women can only orgasm with the vibrator as opposed to like actually being able to orgasm internally or with hands. And we're reestablishing true sensation within the yoni. is our goal.
I mean, that makes total sense to me. That also reminds me, and like, again, this is, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but like probably pornography.
Yeah. No pornography.
Like, I feel like I have a whole like situation with, not in my life, but right now, but yeah, I have a whole opinion on it and like the damage it can do kind of for similar reasons, right? You get like this false expectation of what intimacy is and what that can do for everyone and all of the things. And again, that's, I mean, we could probably be here for hours, but no, that's
I do want to share this so real quick though, because when we do the hands-on yoni massage, this is important. So
okay,
the yoni and the womb are mirrors of what's happening in our day-to-day life. So it's if it's hard for you right now to receive wealth and money and clients, and let's say you're struggling in business or you're struggling, there's usually tension patterns within the womb space and the yoni, which is why we want to do the hands-on work and start to release that. That's the somatic experiencing of it all. Same thing with like the breast, because the breast is a connection to our heart space, and the heart is all about giving and receiving. It's our largest energetic portal. So we use the heart to begin to actually soften the body and to surrender. So it's not just for pleasure. There's actually like an intention of what we're actually doing with it. And it's for pleasure. Okay. We're actually like shifting your state. Yeah. Like your state of being as well.
Yeah. So freaking cool. Well, I'll leave links to all your stuff, because I'm sure you teach and like expand on all of this. If you're like me listening now, I'll be like, what's a yoni? What's a womb? What's all the things? But I still think I'm so open to what you do and your message and the impact that you're making. So I think it's all just so cool. Okay, I want to circle back to you speaking about that 16-year-old little girl or young woman at high school going through. I mean, that like spoke to me so much. And I think that a lot of us listening can relate to that moment in time of our youth and adolescence, but then also still feeling like that young girl too. And especially for women in business, and a lot of the women that I work with and that listen here are female entrepreneurs wanting to take their business online, whether that is, you know, a network marketer or an online coach or a realtor or a breathwork facilitator, whatever. I work with women in all sorts of industries just wanting to package up their expertise and put it online. And I know so many of them have this impact and have this message that they want to share. They have an expertise. They know their craft inside and out. But when it comes to actually putting themselves out there and amplifying their voice and finally being ready to put themselves online and being seen online, they get in their heads. The nervousness kind of takes over, or something in life kind of unexpectedly happens, whether it's, you know, a failed launch or their kids get sick or, you know, there's a death in the family and like serious things. But now all of a sudden they feel like they can't launch, they can't show up, they're afraid, they're nervous. What would be some advice for somebody like that? And I think a lot of people can relate to that, that you would give to them to just, you know, show up and step into that side of themselves where they can really just amplify their voice and finally feel safe and ready to be seen online.
Yeah. So at this point in time, I've probably worked with close to 500 entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I would say specifically around this, like this here goes, and I have chills because this is the biggest thing that stops women from actually going to the next level. And I love that this is the name of your podcast, because there is a deeply embedded wounding within women around being seen. So I have to go into the history of this, and this is the priestess wound. This is the witch wound. And that wound is this, whether you relate to those terminologies, I think you'll feel deep body resonance to what I'm going to explain to you. And that is that women have been persecuted for years for sharing their medicine. So there is
like going back like way.
This is going back centuries.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm here for it.
This is the ancestral and the generational trauma of women have been shut down. We've been turned off, and we essentially have had our throats silenced for being in our medicine and for speaking our truth and for being in power and for having purpose. So this is the wounding that's coming up that I think collectively is being asked to heal right now. Yeah. So when life happens, and I shared a reel about this recently, when life happens and we're in a launch and we like we've made the decision, and this is what I see, is like you've made the decision to go all in, you've made the decision to take your business online, and then it's like, chaos occurs, the biggest thing that you can do is actually not hide. And I would say it would be really important, depending on what you're experiencing within the body and like the trauma that's showing up for you, to work with a mentor, to work with a therapist or a coach to kind of move you through it. But the biggest thing that you have to show your nervous system is that it's safe for you to be seen. And even if it's messy, even if your voice cracks, even if it's not perfect, even if like one person signs up for the launch or one person shows up to the masterclass, or you launch your podcast and you have 5 downloads that first episode, like do it anyway and keep showing your nervous system and your body and whatever little girl is showing up that they're safe and that nothing is going to happen to them, because that deep wounding is telling women, and this is a body experience of, I have to go into hiding, I'm going to be exiled, I'm going to be hung, I'm going to be drowned. Like, these are all real things that have happened to women throughout centuries. So in my mystery school, Cosmic Rose, I teach on, you know, the mysteries of Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene was deemed a whore, but she was actually an alchemical tantric priestess. And she used her sexual tantric connection with Jesus to support him in his resurrection. That's going to stir up a lot of things. I'm happy to provide resources, but this is like the true story of her. But we've been told that she's a dirty whore that had to be cleansed. Jeez. And she was actually the 13th apostle. And there's a reason why Jesus rose to her on the third day. And she had to spend the rest of her life in hiding so that she wasn't exiled, or so that she wasn't killed. And the book of Mary Magdalene was actually hidden for thousands of years before it was brought to life again. This is the power of women's voices, because women's voices will actually change the way that history is written and will change the collective. So we have to remember that, and we have to remember the power, and we have to use the power to our advantage and keep going. Because when we have good women, powerful women, women with purpose, women with deep medicine, and women that are, you know, just doing the things that we're doing right now, we will change the way that the world is operating, which we see how it's going. And that's the exact medicine we need. It's why women are shut down in birth experiences. It's why when you go to doctors and you tell them your symptoms, they tell you nothing's wrong, or they prescribe you a bunch of pills and medications, because they're essentially just trying to shut you up instead of actually having you listen and advocate and speak for your body and your womb. So
literally,
this,
I have full body chills right now. Like, insane.
Yeah, this is how deep it is. And this is why I say I've worked with literally hundreds of women on this. And it's always, I've never worked with a woman where they don't come to me in session and they're not like, my throat feels like it's about to implode. It feels tight. It feels restricted. And we unlock it. And it's just like they step into their full power and they launch the brands, the companies, and they just like explode. And it's just because we have to shift it. So my advice is, do the somatic work to clear it. Show up anyway. I always, you know, I'm pretty like connected and spiritual, so I always think nothing happens by coincidence. But when you make a decision, things are going to be thrown at you to have you question and waver that decision. You have to hold conviction. You have to center back into your truth, and you have to continue to keep going. Because I could have stopped giving birth, you know, after birth, being a mom, homeschooling my, like, there's many things. Like, I don't have childcare today. I could have canceled this interview, canceled my mastermind. I just navigate things and make things work, and it's all fine. You know, like, my purpose is so much
bigger too.
Yeah, and go with the flow. Yeah. Like, in between calls today, we're reading, we're outside, messy hands. It's fine. Like, it's just, I let myself flow in the day to day, but the vision I have for my company and what I mean, it is this, it's bringing women into their bodies so that they can create the lives, the businesses, and the relationships that they desire. Cause I know what can come from that and the ripple effect of that, you know, so that's bigger than anything happening in any perceived chaos or limitations, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And the work that you're doing, I can tell just like how talking to you here, you're so passionate about it. And it's such beautiful work. It's so different and unique. Yeah. And girls, you know, on my podcast, if you're an avid listener, you know that I say this all the time. But truly, like if you have a calling inside of you and you're that 16-year-old little girl that I'm speaking to when I ask Lauren this question, it's there for a reason, and you have a voice and a mission and a message to share, and it's your duty in this world to share your medicine, to share your gift, and to just put yourself out there in a way that is authentically you, and to never have regrets in this life. So
block all the people from high school. Like that's like another thing.
I've done that a long
time
ago.
Like, who cares? Like, you know, and like, it's easy to joke about that because that 16-year-old girl is like, so I had a mastermind call. One of my clients, like that came up of like this girl that she had an experience where like she let herself be seen and she didn't receive in the way that she wanted. She needed to be seen. And we did this somatic work and we cleared it out. And she's having her first masterclass this week. And I was just like, of course it's coming up so that you can be in your power. But it is just, this is like, you're not just like given this just to like sit there with it. Like you're given whatever that calling is so that you can move with it. And like block, like my whole family's blocked on. So like, I don't want to hear from anyone. And I did that a while ago, but like, like I don't need to hear from anyone if they like what I'm doing or agree with it. Like, who cares? My purpose is so much bigger than anyone else, you know?
Yes. Yes. And exactly. Like
and they're never going to pay you anyway. So who cares?
I was just going to say, they don't pay your bills, honey. Yeah. And I barely follow any friends and family online anymore. Yeah. And that's okay. I literally just did a post the other day and it was like, this may be controversial, but stop following your friends and family online for so many different reasons.
Yeah.
That, you know, but I am all about that. No, I love all of this. This is so exciting. It's so fascinating to me. Okay, I have two more questions that I want to ask you, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, so this one again is a little bit of my own question, but I think other people can relate. So just like circling back to the beginning of this conversation, which is, for me, it's always been a struggle to slow down. Truly, it really has. Like, I have been running and running my business and my life, you know, on go for a long time, hyper masculine, which is why I've been on this journey to just kind of understand what that looks like and where it stems from and why I am the way I am. And also just trying to learn how to slow things down in a way that is still, you know, in reflective of keeping my business going the way I want. So what would your advice be to me and my listeners about how to continue to build momentum in our businesses without always having to move faster and harder and linear in our dominant masculine side?
Okay. So my first answer to this is start tracking your cycles
Start beginning
to just notice before you even start syncing up your cycles with your business. Just start to track your cycles so that you notice your energy. So you notice when your peaks are, when your lows are, and you can attune to your own energetic rhythms. Then you can go in and begin to adjust your business because it can be overwhelming if you do it the other way around. And then you also go into, and my masculine ladies will do this, is they go into perfectionism. And that's like, we don't want to do that. Just track your own energetic cycles and just notice how you feel. Do that for like a few months, and then, you know, the day-to-day thing I think is like really important. And the way that I started with this, I was a new mom and I literally had like 10 minutes in the shower every single day. I breastfed and my husband worked like 60 hours a week, so I was home with her. And I literally would just give myself those 10, 15 minutes to create a ritual and to slow down. So no phone, maybe some music, like sensual music. And I would go really slow in the shower, just like touching my body, washing my body, dry brushing after like putting on lotion, doing my skincare routine, like making that like really, really slow. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's 10 minutes a day that you're just devoting to yourself and your body and just that connection. And I think for those of you that are used to hustling, it's, again, it's not so overwhelming, because if I were to tell you to do like a pleasure practice every day or you know, whatever, it would, it's just like, it becomes just another thing to do. And it also like,
right,
you're going to create a little bit of resentment, like your body, your nervous system isn't set up for that just yet. So I think those are some really easy ways to just kind of begin to infuse this.
Okay. Yes. And I actually had a cycle syncing expert come on the podcast a couple months ago. So I'm going to also leave her episode in the show notes because that was a fascinating episode. So yeah, ever since having her come on the podcast and working with her a little bit, I that is one thing I have been doing, and seeing what phase I'm in and aligning my business and my workout schedule and how I'm eating to the cycle. So that was so powerful. So that's great advice. And again, I'll leave that link in the show notes. And yeah, I love just like finding, especially if you are in a season of hustle, finding little moments and little breaks where it's like, okay, whatever that looks like for you, whether that's a moment in the shower, whether that's going to get your nails done, whether that's, you know, meditating or moving your body and just finding ways to slow down in a way that feels good. I love that. Okay, last question for you is just coming back to like the masculine side of things in business. What masculine structures do you love and still have present in your business that will also still align well with the femininity side of things? I'm super curious.
Okay, so we'll have a team, so that's helpful. Yeah. I delegate quite a bit. So I make my systems pretty simple. Like I had to learn this the hard way where I've overcomplicated it. So Google Calendar is my best friend. Everything's on Google Calendar. My rituals are on my Google Calendar, and then just my day to day. So I homeschool my daughter. So I only have like one day a week that I actually do calls. Occasionally I'll do calls when my husband's done with working or like throughout the day. But I have like Thursdays are my work days, and then I kind of sprinkle in work throughout the week, but I schedule those pockets of time. So I really maybe only work like 10 hours a week, which is quite crazy to have a multiple six-figure business and just like, and be very in my feminine and my flow. I take the weekends off. It's like, yeah, it's very, I've had to like build up to that. And I also, you know, everything's just kind of like set up like Asana, like every, like I have just SOPs for everything that I've created. But for me, it's like simplicity is key. So Google Calendar, everything's in Kajabi, and then everything's just kind of set up. And I have my programs that I run, and some of them are evergreen. And then the ones that I run live are pretty like within themselves, they're pretty easy to maintain. So I've just kind of learn that less is more. And with this work, I give my clients a lot of space to integrate, which also takes pressure off of me. And yet they have such massive results. So I just like, I make my business work for me, and it's really beautiful. So I have two live programs I'll run. And then other than that, I don't do private clients anymore. And that's how I've just kind of set up my business.
I love it. And you're actually making me feel so much better about myself, because we found very similar in how our businesses and our weeks are structured. And so that makes me really happy. And I am all about simplicity and delegation, but also not delegate. You don't need to have like a team of 20 to be very successful. Having like one or two people that you really count on and trust can really do wonders for your business. And all of those platforms I love. And that makes me feel so, that makes me feel a lot better too. Maybe I am leaning more into my femininity as well. I talk so much on the podcast about time blocking and day planning and day theming, and I only have specific days for calls too, and so maybe I'm leaning more into my feminine,
I think,
femininity,
so girl,
than I even realized. So well, I've been trying to do the work, girl. Anyways, okay, tell the people how they can find you. I will leave links to your website and your socials. You mentioned a couple programs. We'll leave details to all of that. And then my last question after that is, what would your message to the women of the world be today? I always ask every guest that I have on that, the female entrepreneurs of the world be today. But first, tell us if you have any freebies, any up and coming offers, anything like that. I let the people know so they can find you and all your magic.
Okay. So my Instagram is at I am Lauren Megan, and you can just hang out with me there. I'm pretty active on stories. I do have a broadcast channel that I share a lot of goodness on as well. So join that because you'll get a little like taste behind the scenes. And my podcast is the Womb Wealth and Wellness Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And so I do have some freebies. I'll actually send these to you. I have 22 days or 22 ways to connect to pleasure, which I think would be really helpful because they're really simple ways to connect to that every single day. And then I have the Priestess Way to Seductive Selling. So that's a 5-part video series to support you and not sounding sleazy with selling, but actually like making it seductive and powerful and magnetic.
Ooh, and I love it.
Yeah. So then I have my offers. My big one right now is I'm enrolling for the 2024 cohort of Cosmic Rose Mystery School. And this is where we go really deep into the trauma healing and the feminine embodiment. And it's actually perfect for those of you that are coaches, healers, you know, you're in this space and you're wanting to create really transformational spaces with your clients. You're wanting to take them into the depths so that they can have, you know, big transformations and so that you are sought after and known as a leader in the industry. So that's a 9-month mystery school. And it's so amazing. But this is where we do the hands-on work and the trauma healing and all of it. And then I also have a mastermind where we actually focus on visibility and expanding your capacity to hold more impact, wealth, and it's called Magnetism Mastermind. So amazing. I'll send you all those links and
please do.
Let's see. And okay, a message for the female entrepreneurs of the world.
Yes, I know it's a doozy. Yeah, it's a doozy.
That's a big one. Okay. So I think the biggest thing. And I've learned this is you have to trust yourself above all else. There's so much noise in the world. And I think that when we step into feminine leadership and feminine embodiment, we learn how to trust ourselves in a really beautiful way. But you are your best guide and you know your story, your message, your purpose better than anyone else. And I think that that's it, is trust yourself every step of the way. And even if you're taking an advice or coaching or whatever, like take time to just tune into your body and lean into what's true for me, for you, and just hold that with conviction, because that's what's going to create the quantum leaps in your business and in your life. And you will never let yourself down. And essentially at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is that you don't self-abandon. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love you. I felt even more in love with you during this interview and actually getting to know you instead of just social stalking you. So that was so beautiful. Thank you for pouring into my listeners and for the work that you do. I adored having you and meeting you. And girls, listeners, for all of you, definitely go check out Lauren. Like I said, I'll leave all the links to everything she has going on in the show notes. And if you found any value in today's episode, I don't know how you couldn't, but if you did and you felt inclined, we'd be so honored and grateful if you took a screenshot and tagged us on social, left a review, all the things. You know the gist. You know the gist. And I just love every single one of you. And Lauren, again, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, babe.
You're welcome, Kate. Bye, girls. Take care. Until next week, see ya.